Hi, this is Catherine Stone, and I'm in Physics 180B. I'm going to be talking about Cosmic Voyage, which was a short film that we watched last week in class. Cosmic Voyage was narrated by Morgan Freeman, and it was a short movie that main premise was, I think, to get us just to relate, in general, to the concept of where do we fall. If you were to measure the size of the universe and try to quantify it and relate it to something else, where would we as human beings, as, you know, members of a city, of a country, of a, you know, of a solar system, where do we particularly fall in the whole scheme of things? And I'll get back to that concept in a minute, but a little bit of background on the story that they started this out with was in the heart of Venice, Italy, talking about in the 1600s how Galileo first used the telescope here, which completely revolutionized a way of thinking for the science community. You know, I think it's hard for us to relate to things like that, because we tend to take certain facts for granted, given that we've grown up being shown proof, being told, but it's important to remember at that time that religion was still intertwined very tightly with certain scientific aspects, and as science kind of evolved, we had more technological advances like the telescope and being able to observe things like the stars and the moons and the planets. And scientists like Galileo could gather facts and draw conclusions that challenged the status quo. And so it didn't just change thinking for the science community. More importantly, it changed the way of thinking for people who weren't in the science community, for average people just to be able to say, hey, you know what? That makes sense to me. It is interesting to note, though, that almost 400 years later, that we're still having aspects of religion play into people's idea of science. Like, even today, this morning on the news, they were interviewing, I believe it was a curator from the San Diego Museum of Man, and the newscaster says to this guy, "Are you a Christian?" And the curator responded very well, in my opinion, and he said, you know, I'm a scientist, this is a scientific discussion, you're asking me a question about evolution and whatnot. Religion doesn't play a part into what I think as a scientist, the question you're asking me. He handled it very well, but the newscaster wouldn't let up, and I'm thinking, this person is reaching out to the city of San Diego, to how many people are watching this morning? Religion is still intertwined with people's concept of science, even now. And so it's interesting to think about how at that point in time in the 1600s, how that could have just completely revolutionized everybody's way of thinking. Just would have been a huge, huge deal. Getting back to the concept of the movie, though, I digress. Again, the story starts out in St. Mark's Square, and they use a small circle as a reference point. The circle gradually gets larger and larger. I believe they said it was by the power of 10, until the view for us is, you know, over Italy, over Europe, over, you know, over Earth, over, goes through our solar system, through the Milky Way, just up through our concept of the universe. And again, once we reach that limit in the film, it reverses, and we go back using the same scale, back through the solar system, back to Earth, back down to tiny microscopic subatomic particles that are collecting on a leaf in a droplet of water. It's interesting to think, with all the advances that we've had since Galileo's time, are we capable of having more advances? I mean, look at what we know. Look at what we can see. But who's to say that's all there is? I think there are going to be things that we'll be able to identify in the future. We'll be able to know more about space. We'll be able to know more about what's out there. I don't think we'll ever, in our lifetime, really know everything. I just don't think that'll ever be possible. But that's really what science is, isn't it? I mean, to keep exploring, to keep finding out new things, to keep searching and questing for more. I mean, not to be settled with what we have. And so those are my feelings on it, but I think this movie did a great job of kind of opening up the thought process and the lines of communication, in the sense that it made me realize how, as a human being, size-wise, you fit into your universe.